Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Dungeons and Junkies presents The Edenoid Chronicles. Season 3, Episode 2. Aggressive Rope Noises.
Previously on Dungeons and Junkies Presents The Edenoid Chronicles. Rain and Mick reacquainted themselves in the coastal town of Silver Hills and happened to run into two new adventurers going by the name of Tempest and Finny. After an incident, shall we say, which involved Mick losing the glove on his hand, which decided to then run away, and Finny then turning the body of an assassin who had tried to kill Mick into a love seat, there was a knock at the door. Who's there? Let's find out.
I stick my head out the window because it's broken.
I resume my seat on the corpse.
An elf pokes her head through the door because the door is open.
Hey!
Oh! She locks eyes with Rain. Oh. Corsoon and Rain recognize it's Cassandra.
Sandra, what? I have not the time nor the energy to put up with your shit right now.
Corsoon, we are friends. We are more than friends sometimes when it suits you, apparently. But, in any case, I see the smashed window. I'm just passing through getting supplies and I saw your shop. I wanted to stop by and just say hello, maybe get a nightcap. But you seem to have been having issues. These two, do I need to kill them?
Hey! I'm turning into mashed potato.
Excuse you?
I'm guessing not. Then I apologize.
That's alright. I smack my spear on the floor.
What is with weird elf lady threatening to kill me?
Corsoon, you look troubled.
Corsoon just has his head in his hand at this point and is not even looking at Cassandra. He just has his eyes closed, his head down. Tempest, Finny, this is Cassandra. She's threatening to kill you because she's an assassin. So that's generally how we handle things. What do you really want, Cassandra? You never just stop by for a nightcap. It's always, once again, with you. It's a fucking riddle wrapped in a riddle. So please, I really do not have any patience today. What do you need from me?
Genuinely was just stopping by to see how you are. I genuinely was. I have no ill will towards you, Corsoon. You set me free a little bit last year when you took care of that clever for us.
Yet every time I see you, you still find the need or will to lie to me about something. I remember last time you pretended to be Amber, was it not?
I was trying to start a new life. The fact you decided to invest in my brewing operation is another thing entirely. I stopped making magical pie. What more do you want from me?
Why did you put manticore in a pot?
Oh, it's an old family recipe.
They're more of a fricassee.
Well, to be fair, it's not a bad dragon tail soup. That's delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Jason, apparently my people are the savages.
I mean, we just eat what we can get. If there's a dead manticore, we eat the dead manticore.
Oh, do stop by Frosthammer sometime. It's not on the menu anymore. Wink. She said the wink out loud.
I think I'm a bit tall for Frosthammer.
So was he. He managed, all right? She's pointing at Rain.
I look at Rain being smaller than me.
I mean, I'm only an inch. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
I'm only an inch then, 6'2".
Small boy.
First time Rain's ever been called that. In any case, of course, I genuinely am not trying to stir any kind of trouble at all. If anything, I wish you repay my debt to you a little. Is there anything I could do to help you?
Sandra, I do not really trust you. You know this, and you can spout all you want that you have no ill will towards me. You still work for the League, and you know of my deal with them at this moment. So, I don't really trust you.
You say that you can't trust me, and yet I'm sure that I can do something to help you. I trust you fully.
Bullshit. Sorry,
Adam.
Yeah, my turn.
I do wish to make an insight check.
Go ahead,
Sandra. Oh, that's not great. That is a massive 9. Got a 9er in there.
Okay. You can tell, as far as you are aware, she's being 100% honest with you. For once. And both wanting to check if she's lying or not, may also do insight checks.
I'm not going to bother to roll, but Gerald's just aggressively, wriggling on my belt,
Okay. That's creepy.
Aggressive rope noises.
Aggressive rope.
Okay, we have found our episode title. Okay, Alex, what did you get?
Only a 7.
Okay, as far as you can tell, she's being pretty charming.
I still don't trust her.
Okay. Well, if it's anything you can think of, Corsoon, that I can do to help you, find something, do anything like that, I'm more than happy to do that for you. She turns on her heel to leave before flicking some paper at Rain.
Guess I catch that paper.
Yes, okay. You can read Elvish, can't you?
No, I can speak Elvish. Of course I can speak Elvish.
I say that, Ali, because I never know with your character sheet sometimes. Okay, this is literally what is on it, okay? Up to you if you want to read it out loud.
Dearest Rain.
I love you. Heart, heart.
Heart, heart.
It's entirely up to you.
Meet me in the inn, room 5, wink wink.
And then she leaves out the door.
I just look at the door. As I just look at what it says, I'm just like, too old for this shit.
Just, nice.
Sprunch over there. 302.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it gets long, but
I mean, if you're talking to me, I'm 50 years younger. I know it gets long.
You just don't know where the bloody years go these days.
You better remember what month it is. Never mind what year it is.
I just scrunch up the layer and shove it in my pocket in like a little scrunched up ball.
Okay.
Friend of yours?
Not by choice.
Very loose definition of that word.
Well, not at all, really, if I'm honest. Not for me.
Okay.
You seem like some of those like crooked traders that you've come down.
I feel that we've taken up. Why are you two here? I know you said you followed a screaming man to my shop, but what are you two doing here in Silver Hills? For that matter, Rain, what are you doing here in Silver Hills?
Me, I was just passing through looking for something, and I just happened to notice a queue on the shop before it can be, but why not take a look? There's not, surprisingly, you don't meet many people whose name begins with Q. Just by chance, I guess, really.
I'm here because I just finished a delivery of magically enhanced weapons and, you know, needed somewhere to resupply before I go home.
I'm just on a journey, you know?
Aren't we all?
So, it's just very coincidental that on the day that you all show up in my shop, I lose the glove and Cassandra shows up.
Insinuating something, horn boy.
Oh no, 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 just after the last year or so I have had, nothing is by coincidence in this wonderful world we live in, so just know that I feel that we're probably going to be stuck together for a while at this point.
Oh, crap. I'm going to need more oil.
Is that your beverage of choice, is it? Or?
Oh, no, it's for maintenance.
Oh, is that recording? Okay. Right, okay.
You know who I'm referring to, creep.
I do. I just like him making me squirm. Right, okay.
I would also... I would like to go back into my office, and I would like to grab a bottle of liquor from my small bar I have in my office.
Okay. You never talk about this part of your office. How big is said small bar?
It looks kind of just like it's like a small single cabinet.
Oh, it's a cabinet. It's a cabinet, not a bar. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's technically still a bar. You can have your own personal little bars. You ever seen it like in Mad Men? Huh? You ever watch Mad Men?
No.
Well, then you know what I was talking about if you had.
Okay, fair. But, well, in any case, whilst you are, in the back, the kobold commander from earlier returned and just like poked his head in the door. Finny is still, I believe, sat on the corpse and hasn't moved, so it's just a well, really.
I'm at the door, so I just get hit by a door.
No, because I thought the door was still open, sorry.
Oh no, I'd shut it.
Okay, and then a knock on the door.
Yes.
Hello, I'm trying to do it back. I was here earlier. I was wondering if the proprietor was available. I have a job for him.
One moment. Closes the door.
Okay.
The window's open, so we can hear this anyway.
Yeah, I know, but he's being polite. Because he's not an idiot walking and diving through a window.
Is the proprietor in?
I mean, what else could go wrong today? Sure.
He has a job, apparently.
I'm just standing in the doorway to the office holding a bottle of fire whiskey. Yes, let him in. I guess, why not?
Internally, Tempest's like, when did I become a bouncer? That opens the door. Go ahead.
Okay, fine, thank you. Walks into the kobold walks in. He's not got his shield or his spear on. He's purely here on inquiries, it seems like. And walks straight past Finny. And walk up the reins. I go, now you must be the man in charge here. I have a job for you.
No, that's him over there.
What, that?
That's very rude for a guard.
You mean that?
They don't really... Kobolds are kind of dicks. They don't really like me being a tiefling.
Yeah. I mean, kobolds are dicks.
Listen, just because Queen Dulcia said that we have to respect you, then we have to like it.
I thought it was just people calling me blue that was offensive, I think.
Well...
If you say I'm blue, I swear to God.
You kind of are.
Yes, I'm aware. It's not like I woke up this morning and was bright blue for no reason.
Well, at least you're not one of those shifters. We don't want any of them in this town, do we? Now, anyway...
Hey!
What?
Some of my friends are shifters. They'll make me come over there.
On that note, we're looking for one right now. So, if you are the man in charge then, with the horns, do you happen to know where I could find myself a shapeshifter named Slice?
Take a swig out of a bottle of fire whiskey I'm holding. Well, that would entirely depend on what your payment is.
What do you mean payment?
Oh, I wouldn't give you anything for free, obviously. This is a business.
I could take you in for just being for obstructing justice. Just tell me information. We have your authority here.
I am a private citizen here, and you may be the authority, but I have my own rights as well.
You exist.
Take a drink of the fire whiskey.
You exist here because we are forced to endure it because of that hag on the throne.
Oh, look. Reason against the crown. That's illegal, isn't it?
Yes, because you're going to say anything. I can kill you like that.
Listen. So
tell me what you know about Slice, and I'll be on my way.
Never heard of him.
Really? Deception check, please.
Wow, that is a natural one.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping for it, but I didn't get it. Finny?
Hmm?
Could you quickly do me an investigation check?
Okay. That is a 16 plus 9.
Lovely. While this conversation has been going on, you've been very dexterously rummaging through the pockets of the body that you're sitting on.
It's a distraction from wanting to stab this little bastard.
Exactly, yes. And in there you found a piece of paper which was labelled a 2 slice.
Just casually put that in my own pocket.
Mm-hmm. Byron's a shapeshifter. Sorry, that was Caitlin, not.
Yes. Yes.
Do I find anything else, or is it just that?
Some gold, a few gold pieces and 2 vials of liquid.
Okay.
Which you haven't got time to examine right now.
I just slip them all into my pockets.
So, you say you haven't heard of Slice. And why is the hooded one sitting on his body?
I don't know any Slice. And that is a wonderful love seat that my compatriot is sitting on over there.
Right. I understand that. And yet, the blood, the visceral gore.
Listen here, Sergeant. You know, cards on the table. I don't have any more time to fuck around with you. What do you want? You clearly realize that there is a body on the floor over there, and it's who you're looking for. So what do you want from me?
We need you to go and do something for us. Mr. I'm a big assassin, and I've got a link to the god of death. You can feel it move against me.
A lot of information for a little man.
We have something is taking villagers from this part of the city, and we need someone to find out what it is and retrieve those villagers if they're still alive and kill whatever's taking them.
Okay, why didn't you lead with that?
Way better to watch the freaks squirm.
Denise Griffin, her spear titans.
If you would like his assistance and therefore ours, maybe, you know, be polite rather than standing in a room threatening four individuals who clearly have just, clearly are aware of the body in the corner and were probably part of that incident.
Get it
Don't
done.
Make me hit you with my leg.
That's a strange use of verbiage to out of character. The hit you by leg. The kick is.
I'll hit you with my leg.
The kick is, no. Okay. Well, in any case, get it done, and you won't get an eviction notice for your door. Stay out of my way, you lot.
And stay out of my fucking way.
I mutter in deep speech, I really want to kill him.
He glares at Finny, but can't see Finny's eyes, but nothing but the eyes through the dark cloak, and then leaves through the door, stands behind, knocking some more glass down from the window.
I'm gonna whisper to Rain. I think we're gonna get on with these two.
Sounds like
people
it.
Normally that rude.
You haven't spent much time here in Silver Hills, have you?
I've been here like 2 days. I'm only here because of business.
Yes, everyone is quite the dick here in Silver Hills.
Why'd you set up a store here if everyone's a dick?
Well, honestly, dicks are the ones who usually have the most money and also need the most shit done, so it just made business sense. And plus, I have the queen in my employ. Not my employ, but I know her, so she set me up here.
She's who my last contract was for. This is a creepily small world.
Rain is creepily quiet. Which is unusual for him. He's basically a duke now. Duke Rain.
All her new, like, inner circle of guards are equipped with my weapons.
Well, interesting. Finny, how do you know the Queen?
What's a Queen?
All right, that's a good one. That's a good one. You keep your cards close to your chest, Finny. I like it. Out of character, did the town guard dickhead give us, like, leave anything behind? Any other information?
Nope, just find whatever's taking the people from the town.
Son of a bitch. Rain. I'm assuming the piece of paper that Cassandra threw to you probably has where she is staying on it.
No, it just says later, lover boy.
Right, awesome. Unfortunately, I think our best course of action would be to go and ask her. Though she is totally a bitch, she generally knows what's going on, and I have no fucking clue about villagers disappearing. I try and keep my head away from most of these people.
Once we have a trace on what might be doing this or where the places are, I should be able to work out where they are. It's always been my expertise tracking, but obviously until we have a start, I can't go on much.
I mean, you can just ask the villagers. I know, like, you don't associate with a lot of them, but most of the business owners around here will know something.
That is true. You find out where it's been happening first.
Okay, so what is the plan? Villagers or Cassandra?
Or both.
Or both, you should do that, yeah.
I mean, we could split up.
Vinny, would you like to accompany me to go find Cassandra? If I bring the... If we bring Rain, I fear that she will definitely just try and make out with him again.
I can do that.
Please do not make out with the weird elf woman.
For the benefit of the record of a tape and all concerned, I will never, ever roleplay that scene.
Thank God.
Do it.
No, because that would that would make Alex and myself both very uncomfortable.
I know, but it would be funny.
Do it for the video.
Do it for the vine.
I'm gonna do it for the fans.
The only Rain account. Right, okay.
I also want to kick the body when I get off of it.
By all means, kick the body, yes. Okay,
so... Should we move this?
Oh, no, don't worry about it. My assistant should be back probably in the next hour or so. They'll clean this all up.
I'm going to go talk to the blacksmith. I tend to know what's up.
Okay, so you're heading to the blacksmith. Okay. Rain, where are you heading to?
I'm joining the blacksmith for now.
Okay, you're going with the blacksmith as well. Last time you went knocking door to door, you killed a dog, so you're probably good idea. Okay, so...
When did that happen?
Huh?
When did that happen?
That was a long time.
Opened the door.
That was prequel soon. This was prequel soon.
Oh, was that when I demanded the horse?
Yes.
That was the griffins, and you kicked open the door and landed on a chihuahua.
I remember that now.
Yeah, I yeeted myself in the person.
And we were all horrified.
Oh, wasn't that back when Alex and I recorded in the same room?
Yes.
That's such a throwback. Yeah, that was like episode 3, season 1.
Okay, so... Okay, so... We've got two going to the blacksmiths and two heading to Cassandra. Okay, I'd ask if Q was looking up behind him or not, but... that was the original nickname for him, but Mick took over. So, are you locking up or did he put a broken window?
I'll lock the door and everything. It's really, I'll lock the door to my office, which is actually where the important stuff is held.
The booth.
And then I'll just basically leave the... I'll lock the front door, but I don't care about the window.
Okay, so you're doing that. While that's all going on then, and Finny waits for you.
Can I put an alarm on the window?
You could put an alarm on the window, yes.
It's basically anyone who's not supposed to go through it, so I'm probably going to be like, what's your assistant look like, / exist?
Oh, they are another tiefling. The name is George.
George. Basically, if someone tries to get in that window that isn't you or George, it'll tell me, just in case the town guard tries any shit.
Well, thank you, Tempest.
Okay.
It works for a mile, Matt, so I will get a mental alarm.
Lovely, thank you for that. Okay, 1 mile. Or 4 horses. Okay.
Right, so the blacksmith is exactly 1.0001 miles away.
I just stand with 0.0001 miles outside and shout my questions.
Okay, so Tempest and Rain head off to the blacksmiths. Corsoon and Finny will head off to try and find Cassandra. Bear in mind, Cassandra, you don't know where she went because you weren't paying attention to her. So we will follow Rain and Tempest at the head for the blacksmith, which is across the square and down one little road to Blacksmith, which is near the stables on the near the exit to town, actually. In the square itself, there is another big fountain.
Really like that fountain, isn't it?
Yeah, I will admit this is the first time I'm in town, so hopelessly lost here.
I've been here a couple of days, but I always try to know where the blacksmith and like the jewelers are in these places.
Yeah, I wasn't meant to be sticking around, to be fair. But
what did you say your name was, by the way?
Rain.
Hi, Rain. I'm Tempest Abaddon.
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 Heard it. May know that I don't have any fancy surnames at the end. It's just Rain.
I mean, my name's not fancy. Where mine is. Not actually my last name. It's family name. Consul. I need to get some hot stuff whilst I'm here anyway.
Alright, let's see what we can find.
Okay, so do you want to go Tempest first, or are you getting supplies first?
Well, I'm going to talk to the blacksmith first.
Okay. Okay.
Because I can easily request the materials.
So. Okay. Okay, so you are heading into the blacksmith. The door is open. Very hot inside. As per.
Just knock on the door.
Quite yeah.
You got a minute.
Come in. There is some, he's currently smelting and melting. It looks like it's so hot in here. What can I do for you?
I'll do some business with you later, but firstly,
okay.
Town guard asked me to look into something.
Those racist kobolds.
Yeah, don't even. There's only so many times I can get called blue and freak in a conversation before I try and punt them across the room.
Nothing wrong with being of a different species.
Yeah, yeah, they're the town guard.
Right, well, what did those idiots want you to do?
Well, apparently people have been going missing, and obviously they're too cowardice to do anything about it, so they've sent some of us instead.
There is people going missing.
Do you know what's going on? Because unlike them, I'd actually like to help.
All we know is they go missing in broad daylight.
Broad daylight?
In broad daylight.
Who is it? Like, is it like specific people? Is it races?
At random.
Like random age, random race, random class?
Random everything.
Jesus. How do they go missing in broad daylight? I've seen the squares around here. Bloody massive and full of people.
That's the thing, you see. Everyone just turns their back for one moment and then... gone.
Maybe teleportation, maybe invisible.
It's possible.
Has anyone been found? Like, dead or alive?
No. No blood either.
Is it the same place every time?
No.
So broad daylight all anywhere over, in town.
All over Silver Hills. Which, by the way, is 10 square miles.
Yeah. Took me like 3 hours to find the bloody units.
Yeah. It's a puzzler, for sure. It's little wonder they've had to turn to less than favorable by their point of view means.
Where are the town guard and all this? Have any of them been witness to people disappearing?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just a blacksmith.
Right. Yeah, you tend to hear a lot more than those idiots do.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. I mean, I do hear a lot of stuff. But, yeah, I don't think that I've got much more I can help you with, to be fair. I mean, we've seen people go missing. But I did not turn up, sort of thing. But at the same time, I don't know what else I can tell you.
I really, do you know anyone who's had someone go missing from, like, their family? As much as there might be a sore spot for them, they might be able to point out missing pieces.
You might want to try the general store.
Yeah.
From you know, it's across the square.
Oh.
Do you want to give me your order for the supply that I can have it ready for you when you need it later on?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Tempest kind of pulls out a bit of paper and starts writing down what they need.
Okay.
And you can look if they want. It's not very, it doesn't make much sense to you.
Okay. Just so you know, Tempest, the supplies will be ready in about 2 hours in game.
Yep. It's basically a list of like various like odd bolts and screws and like precise bits of metal.
Yeah.
And oil.
Always the oil. So what? So if Rain, are you chipping in? Any question or anything, or not?
What did I miss? I just had to pop up.
People are disappearing in broad daylight. All classes, all races, all species, and completely random.
Sorry for the one who that's a barbarian. I don't think there's anything to really chip in.
Okay.
They've said that the general people at the general store had someone close to them who went missing. Who might give us more info?
Yeah, speak to them. See if we can find something. Williston might be able to track if they have something.
Is Williston still tracking or not?
Okay.
You haven't cancelled that, so.
I can just cancel him and bring him back if I want.
You haven't cancelled it, so I want to know if you wanted to check in with him before you did.
I'll cancel, but he's not clearly not going to catch up with a hand.
The globe is in another continent.
He's probably like running across the field, like, I'm so fucking tired, but this hand, I want it. As he just disappears from the field.
Okay. He was actually closing on it, but it had stopped.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. And now you never will. So you sent him back to his domain. The look on Chad's face right now is like, are you fucking kidding me, Alex?
I agree.
Well, you can't backtrack on your decisions, can you?
No, you can't. So as you, while you two head across the square to check in with the general store, we're going to check in now with Finny and Corsoon as they try and track down Cassandra, who no one witnessed where she was going because no one cared about her at the time. You idiot, Corsoon.
She said she wanted to go get a nightcap, so I know the nearest bar is to my shop, so I would head to the local establishment, assuming that's where she was going.
So, you're heading to a tavern, are you?
Yep.
Okay, the nearest tavern to you is actually in the square, just down, ironically, where the blacksmiths and the general store is. It just happened to be a coincidence. And it's called the Spear and Shield.
Right. Finny, looks like we're heading in. I don't know if you drink, but I'm definitely going to have one.
You have alcohol here?
Oh, yes.
that I come from, we generally don't have that. That slipped way too far into Rand's voice.
I love it.
Right, I'd like to enter the tavern.
Okay, so you and Vinny will enter the Spear and Shield. It's relatively busy. It's getting to the end of working day sort of thing. It's not full, but it's busy. A few kobold guard members in the corner sort of thing, sort of like turn their backs to you as you come in sort of thing. And you have behind the bar is a half orc.
Oh, so, drinks for my friend and I. I got whatever they get, don't worry about it. And have you seen a elven woman tonight?
Hi there! She looked like with a big smile on her face. She's got long flowing black hair coming down the back and curled round to her shoulder. Like, I can get you whatever you want. Just tell me what it is you'd like. Fire whiskey?
Well, yes. Two for me.
Two for you. And for a mysterious stranger, what can I get for them?
Do you not just have water in these places?
If you want water, I can get you water. Do you want fire water, lightning water, earth water?
What about water that just comes from the river, like normal?
Want, right? She puts her head underneath the table, come back up with a jug and just like sloshes it into a tankard sort of thing and puts it down in front of you. Like, no problem. Is it? So what can I do to help? My name is Jane.
We are looking for an elven woman, not from this town.
So you're looking for an elven woman. She looks around, but she looks like she can't see anybody of note that matches that description. The elves out there here, I all know quite well. I'm sorry.
Can I make a perception check on the room?
Yes, of course.
That is a 17.
Okay. Anything you're looking for?
I'm looking for Cassandra or any of like her known aliases that she would be using.
Oh, you can see I'm in the corner.
Yeah. All right. I will pay for my fire whiskeys and the water, I guess, and then I will say, all right, this way, Finny.
And he follows.
Jane, go back to the palace, project a tankard while she walk off.
Finny might be attempting to drink her water through her face coverings. She didn't really think about the logistics of getting a drink and wearing a face covering. Like, straight for it.
Nobody pays you any heed. They're too busy doing it in their own little world. They're popping cool soon.
I would just like to go and sit down at the table Amber is sitting at.
What's in the mixers? Are you here about your mic?
No. Amber, I'm not.
What can I do for you, my friend, my business partner, my good friend?
Are we really going to do it this way, Cassandra?
Yes, we fucking are.
Fine. I'm wondering if you've heard anything about what's going on here in town, the villagers disappearing.
What's been going on here? I don't know. Never anyone disappearing. No.
Can I insight that?
Absolutely.
Hey, that's a little better. That's a 24.
No deception indicated.
Well, I don't know why I thought this would be helpful. Just raising my blood pressure. Vinny, I'm sorry I wasted your time. Do you want a drink, though, before we go? I definitely would suggest a fire whiskey.
For the benefit of the tape, Kerry was drinking a drink through a face covering.
Just wanted to double check it works.
Does it?
Yeah, it does actually. Now I have a damp mask.
Oh, okay, cool. So we noted for future. You can drink a beverage through a mask, people. No excuses for not wearing one. Right, so Corsoon, were you speaking directly to Finny as you said that?
Which, they should get a fire whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say you turned the face, though, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Perception check, please.
That's not great. I'd say 12.
Finny, perception check, please.
15 plus 7, 22.
Okay. Corsoon didn't notice because they weren't facing Cassandra, they were facing you. But you notice momentarily as if you blink of an eye and Cassandra's gone.
Where'd she go?
What?
Behind you. She's gone.
Okay. Well, that's a new trick. She definitely has never done that before. Does anyone else around seem to have noticed?
No one else has noticed at all.
Can I investigate the seat?
Yep. One, two.
So is that normal for people? Yeah.
I got a 13 and I turned to Finny. No, I've never seen that.
Okay, so yeah. Very interesting check. Seat is completely normal. Nothing abnormal about it at all.
I would like to then look back at Finny. I don't think that she did that intentionally.
What do you mean?
Well, though Cassandra's, you know, annoying, she would never just leave in the middle of a conversation between the two of us like that.
So did something take her away?
I fear this might be tied to what the town guard has asked us to fix.
Ah. I'm sorry, magic isn't very common where I come from.
Oh. You'll quickly grow quite accustomed to it around here. And with that, I'd like to stand up. I think it best if we go find the other two.
Outside in the square, Tempest and Rain are crossing towards the general store. Are you looking to leave the bar straight away or not? What's your feeling?
I'd probably be happy to leave.
Yeah, thought about talking to the bartender, but I don't really want to alert them. So.
Okay. So you are leaving the bar.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So as you're leaving the bar, you see Tempest and Rain crossing the crossing at pace, actually, from the back lift towards the general store.
Well, I'll run to catch up with the two of them.
Okay.
I'll follow.
Okay, cool.
Just Naruto running across the square.
Not to alarm either of the two of you, but I believe that Cassandra might have just been taken.
That elf lady.
Yes. We are not sure if Finny is the one who saw it. It was happened in a blink of an eye.
Interesting.
She was there, and then she wasn't. It was just like that.
Just a blink of an eye. What? Just an idea. What if people are getting tagged and they're teleported out with a spell or something? Just a rough guess. I don't really know magic that well, but I can't see how someone would just disappear at the blink of an eye otherwise. Yeah, I know. It'd have to be someone really powerful to do that. It just doesn't make any sense.
It might be short-range teleport into an ambush situation. But get someone out of an area, ambush them, knock them out, or kill them, whatever they're doing. Take them out further. Apparently it's completely random. Like, broad daylight, anyone and everyone can be taken. It's not targeted.
Where are you two headed, Charlie?
General store, one of the people who works there had someone close to them taken, so I thought maybe ask them if they were fiddling with anything in particular, try and find a link.
Fantastic. People at the general store are generally pretty good.
I'm not the most good at speaking to people, so you guys are welcome to speak. Tim spends a minute wondering what words are.
We'll work out something.
It's over here.
Right, so are you all heading towards the store, then, are you?
Yeah,
but while we are doing that, I do want to just take a look around the back and sides, see if anything's there.
Okay, so you're going on the side of the store, and behind it, yeah?
Yeah, just to take a quick gander, see if there's anything out of place.
Okay, you're doing that, an investigation check then, please. So while you're doing that, are there a few of you going inside?
It seems so.
Okay. Okay, a few of you wander inside, no problem. Alex, what did you roll?
A 19 plus 3.
Okay, I'll come back to you in a moment. Okay, Tempest, Finny, and Corsu inside. Are you going up to the couple behind the counter?
Yep.
Okay. Couple behind the counter, are two raccoons.
Freaking raccoons, man. Matt and his raccoons. Hello.
Hello there. Can we help you? Help you?
Yes, actually, we're looking to help you. Unfortunately, we're not looking to purchase anything at this time, but we were told that you've lost someone close to you recently. We are looking into that.
We did. We lost our Uncle Tom.
Out of character. Good riddance.
Hey.
I'm free of debt. Woohoo.
We lost our Uncle Tom, and he finances this place, and he's a legitimate money handling businessman.
When did you lose him?
Maybe 4 days ago, 4 or 5 days ago. He was out on the town with his girlfriend Isabel, and
Deserves better.
Yes.
And the last that Isabel saw of him, he was swimming in the fountain in town. That's the last they saw of him.
Isabel around.
She's out back. She's hanging her washing up.
Oh, good. I'm sure she won't be in for a very serious surprise in a few moments yet.
And then we switch to the backyard. Corsoon, Corsoon is absolutely correct, because Rain has walked into the back garden where she is hanging up her underwear.
I'm stealthily going around the back. Can I roll stealth?
Please roll me a stealth check at disadvantage, Alex, because you've asked for it.
My lowest is a 10 plus 8.
Okay, you don't scare her to death, but you better do some McBain before she notices you.
So did I see anything going down the side of the building? Anything off?
Nothing out of the ordinary at all.
Alright, then I'm going back. I was only looking for something off around the back.
Okay.
Didn't see anything.
Okay, nice. No. So you didn't terrify Isabel by walking in on her hanging up her undergarments. Back inside the store.
Wrong fucking land, Doc.
Okay. Dog?
She is a dog, isn't she?
I didn't say that Isabel was a dog.
Well,
You're assuming things, Alex, here.
Yeah. Now that you've mentioned underwear, I have to ask, is it like old-timey underwear, or is it modern-day underwear?
Shall we do it?
Why is this where the episode has gone?
I didn't go there for this!
I like that making weird out details.
And underwear and...
I didn't go there with that.
It's my hobby, asking weird details about people.
Said the person who put shambles in after the chaps. Right, okay.
Hey, you rolled a one, you deal with the consequences.
There was a mixture, Finny. There was a mixture on the line. Anyway, back inside. The two young raccoons are like, so you're trying to find out where these people have been taken?
Yes. Unfortunately, we've been conscripted by the town guard.
So you're going to help try and find these people? I don't know what we can do. At this point, Isabel walked past and they're like, oh, hey! Who are you? I know you. I've seen you in town.
We are a band of adventurers.
Okay. Can we help you?
We are trying to find your boyfriend.
Tom's been taken.
We know.
No one's ever been able to find those people who have been taken. I would dearly love to see him, but... No one ever gets found once they're taken. Once they're taken, that's it. It's accepted here.
Are there any guesses on who's actually taking the people?
No.
Was Tom looking into anything strange before he disappeared? Like, talking to anyone shady?
No.
Dealing with weird artifacts?
No, he wasn't dealing with a fox, if that's what you're asking. No.
What an oddly specific sentence.
No, he tends to deal with no one of that ilk. He's very above board. He charges a fair price for everything in the store. He never rips anybody off ever.
You all seem to be very indoctrinated into this whole he charges fair prices and doesn't rip anyone off like mythology thing.
That's a fact. Everybody loves
mythology. Is he a god?
No, one would argue. He doesn't rock any boats or nothing. He just helps finance people to set up their family homes and other things like that. He's very above board. He's great. People love him here in Silver Hills.
And you all have boats here?
All have what, sir?
Boats? You're saying he doesn't, like, rock any boats?
Well, some do. We are a coastal city.
I'd love to have a boat. That'd be cool.
You people are confusing people.
So, shall I show you where the last place I saw Tom was? Maybe that'll help.
That would be helpful, yes.
Okay. Boys, behave yourselves. And Isabel leads you out the door into the square.
What time of day is it? I don't think I ever asked
that. It's getting now towards early evening. People are now knocking off. Blacksmith he's working hard on your order. Still a bit of time for now, unfortunately. Everybody else is heading into the into taverns or heading home for dinner, sort of thing. Waterfalls, the waterfall. Fountain's going quite nicely. You know, a few horses are like trotting past. It feels like a normal evening if it wasn't for, you know, racist guards that people go missing.
Right, so exactly where was Tom the last you saw him?
Well, and she points straight at the fountain. There.
He was in the fountain?
He was swimming in the fountain. He was trying to prove he could swim.
Did he drown?
No, because his body was left behind.
Can I pull out another of my items?
Sure.
I have a lantern of revealing that shines bright light in a 30-foot radius, dim light for an additional 30-foot, and reveals all invisible objects and creatures within that radius.
Okay.
So if there's any, like, invisible markings or things, or, like, a corpse,
okay.
I'm missing it.
Okay, that just happened, does it?
Yes, it's magic.
Okay, that's my other thing is that the roll thing or something like that.
It's why I need, it's part of the reason I need so much oil.
I see. There are no bodies, thank goodness, that are revealed, because I'm guessing it's not just you that sees all of this. It seems like the fountain is just a normal fountain.
Apparently, I have a thing where I can take 10 minutes to meditate on an object and then make a wisdom check to see if it will reveal any dark events that have previously happened around it or hints towards a sinister purpose.
If you want to do that, that's fine. It's a ritual, isn't it?
We I don't awkwardly stand there for 10 minutes.
Then he sits on the fountain and stares at it for 10
okay,
minutes.
Okay, he doesn't do that. All the time, this traumatised half-dog, which is basically half-null, is standing there looking forlornly and critically at you, that you are now just staring at the fountain
as if you are trying to communicate with it. It's the always kind of surprised. Does she do this a lot? Staring at things?
This is part of her process, so you don't need to worry about this anymore, Isabel. We thank you for your help.
Hang on, I'm using the tablet, and I've just looked at the actual D&D Beyond site, and no, it's apparently an history intelligence, not a wisdom.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
It's still a ritual, though, isn't it?
Is that better or worse?
For Finny, probably better. It doesn't even have the time limit on this one, but it does on the app.
A ritual is generally 10 minutes, usually.
I mean, the app copies. I think Alex can attest to this. The app words things really awkwardly to avoid like copyright and all that.
Yeah, it words it in a way that it doesn't get copyrighted.
Yeah.
It says, what is it called? Agonizing Blast?
Oh.
Like Strong Cantrip or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
I care, Strong Cantrip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a history intelligence check. There's no time limit on the actual D&D Beyond site, though. Oh well, I'll just stare at the fountain anyway.
Okay, so for 10 minutes you're going to stare at it. Okay, no problem at all. And then... while she's doing that for 10 minutes, what are you three doing? Isabel has wandered back to the shop. You guys are pretty much waiting.
I'm just going to pull out one of my mini flasks up from my bag and just wait there.
Okay, so you're getting pissed. Okay.
It's been a day.
It had been a day, to be fair. Rain?
No, nothing.
Okay, Tempest, anything in particular you're doing?
I'm just kind of walking around with my own internal magic detector.
Fair enough. You're scrying with a lantern, mate. You're scrying. Okay,
yeah,
like
I'm scrying with a lantern. Basically, I'm walking around with a lantern, Mick's getting pissed, Rain's doing nothing, and Finny is staring at a fountain.
Okay. This does sound all par for the course of this group, I'll be honest. Okay, at the end of the 10 minutes, Finny, you're trying to... What is he looking for?
It's just basically to find out if anything sinister has happened here in the past. Is there any dark events surrounding this particular fountain?
Okay, you use a check for that, don't you?
Yeah, history. Because okay. I'm touching it. Apparently because I'm touching the fountain, it's at advantage, so...
Yep, perfect.
Back dice. Don't roll off into my blank yet. What's my motherfucker? It's a 23 all in. 18 plus 5.
Okay, it's like you're seeing things in, like, detective vision from Batman. Basically, you're seeing what did happen sort of thing. You see a raccoon swimming in a fountain, and then it's like he just disappears.
Can I get in the fountain and start seeing if there's anything in here? Like any doors, anything like that?
Okay, you're going to get into... I'll let you get into the fountain for free. There's a phrase I didn't going to be saying out loud this morning when I woke up. Okay.
Do I just roll investigation or...?
Investigation check, please, yes.
13 plus 9. Jesus, okay. 22?
22, okay. You can't see any, like, trapdoors or anything like that as you are basically splashing away through the water, like splash, 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 splash around. Tempest, when your alarm goes off, what happens?
I get sent a mental... I basically get like a alarm. You know, like your phone alarm?
Yeah.
That goes off in my head.
Okay. That happens.
Nick, your shop's being broken into.
Sorry, Forsoon.
Okay, so Tempest and Forsoon basically look in the direction of the shop, which is obviously up the hill to the square. Rain, are you doing the same?
I mean, I've got nothing going on down here at the moment.
So are you looking that way, or what?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, cool. Finny!
No!
Please roll me a dexterity saving throw. You're looking to beat a 30.
I can't beat a 30 without critting.
If you hit a crit, then I'll pay that the pass.
No.
Okay. Yes, it's because they walked away, unfortunately, that happened.
Thanks, dickheads.
The moment you guys turn back, Finny is gone.
Hey, bye.
What the fuck?
Hey, bye.
I just turned off the camera.
I'm gone, you can't see me now.
That is where we will pause the adventure this time. Thank you to everybody for listening to this episode of Dungeons and Junkies. We'll go around the table now and give our socials. We'll start with Chad.
Hello, I am Chad, and thank you for listening here. If you want to follow me on social media, you can do so at Chad's_mind or at you from top rope. If you want to listen to me, you can listen to Visionaries Global Media. I am all over it on such podcasts as You from the Top Rope, The Chatterbox, So You're So Smart, and this one, of course, Dungeons and Junkies, which we are listening to as we speak.
Indeed. Caitlin!
I have been Caitlin. I am always Caitlin. Caitlin is infinite. Caitlin sometimes writes articles about video games and mental health over on themindgame.org. I also have my campaign of D&D, and eventually other tabletop games over there as well. Go look at it, or look at my cats at Caitlin RC. Meow.
Kerry!
I am Cherubins on Twitter. I'm also Kerry, I probably should have said that first. Occasionally I draw things. And when I actually do occasionally draw things, you can find them on the Dungeon Junkies art Instagram, which is just Dungeon Junkies on Instagram. Come on, you're a smart person, you can put two and two together.
Five.
And Alex.
Hi, I'm Alex, and you can find me on Spiderbread UK on Twitter. You can find our main show at Game Junkies Pod, and you can find this ever-growing collection of physical pain, mental trauma, and just ever-growing madness at Dungeon Junkies.
Indeed you can. You can find me at Matt.UK. Thank you again to everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for taking part. I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Kerry.
We're Dungeon Junkies, and we're out of here.
Hey, clap, clap.
This podcast is a Matt Attack production for Visionaries Global Media.